Welcome back to Beer Talk Tuesday, back for the final time. Thanks for tuning in to Trio Talk Tuesday. I'm your host, Grant Covey, alongside Daniela.
Hey.
And Brandon, of course.
Hello.
On a Tuesday afternoon, getting you set. Just kind of funny news stories, comedy. That's what we like to do here. We've already talked about a lady already preparing her coffin. And now we talked a little bit about UFOs and Bigfoot. But now we will get into our next topic of funny news, where a woman wants to pay someone £2,000, which is basically the same thing as $2,000, to make all her decisions for an entire month.
I don't think that conversion is accurate.
I would take that money. If she wants to hire someone, hire me.
Yeah, I'd take it.
I would make the best decisions. I would make every decision a decision I would want to do, but I'm too scared to do. So I would make her do it. If someone was like, oh, do you want to like shave off all your hair? I am too scared to do that, but I would make that decision for her. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the thing you want to do?
And I get paid $2,000.
I can't imagine you bald.
I want to do it without me actually doing it. And if I'm getting paid to do it, I 10 out of 10 would do it.
Yeah, I would. I could make somebody's decisions for a month.
I feel I couldn't be trusted with that. I just mess with them.
No, I feel like if I was getting paid 2,000 British pounds, I feel like...
Also, like, how much control do we have here? Is it, like, every decision where it's, like, you're driving and you got to pick, like, when they turn, when they stop?
So...
Or it's just, like, you come up with, like, a daily plan.
So 2,000 Great Britain pounds is approximately $2,600 U.S. dollars. So it's just about $600, $2,600 in U.S. money.
Anyway, I would still take the money. I'll take any money I get.
Yeah.
If you want to pay me $5 to make all your decisions, I'll still do it because I would.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, like I said, I would make her do everything that I want to do, but I'm way too scared to do.
Why is it that I have the urge to take you up on the $5 offer?
I can make all your decisions. I would make you get a mohawk. I would make you wear a suit and tie every day.
That sounds awesome.
I know. See, I'm a great decision maker. Hire me right now.
Yeah. Well, it's more like, wouldn't it be like decision maker? Like she asks you a question like, should I wear this
yeah.
or this? Not you're wearing like a suit and tie like
every day. Well, you know,
but I guess
if
but
she
I
wakes
guess,
up and says, what should I wear?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a suit and tie.
There you go.
Why don't you wear a suit and tie?
Because like I said, I don't want to be looked at. But if it's not me, then it's not me and I can have them do everything.
I feel like it'd help with a lot of anxiety if like you tell me to do something stupid and then I'd be like, oh, well, it's her fault.
And you were the one paying me to do it. So if you don't do it, you just lost money on that offer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's go ahead. We'll try this. We're going to try this for a week. We'll do a podcast to keep everyone updated on
just
how
every
it's going.
Day, yes. Every day,
that
just like
hilarious.
5 minutes. Where it's like, so here's what she's had me do so far.
Yep. And I'd make you buy a dog, multiple.
I'd almost say, you know, just give me $500 and I will, you keep the rest of your money for all the, you know, what a bad decision it is to allow me to make all your decisions for a month. Because I feel like if I'm like struggling, you know, I'm not going to pay somebody to make my decisions for me. Like,
get like a magic eight ball or fill
it would be nice sometimes. Like, should I eat at Burger King or should I eat at Taco Bell? Now, obviously, the answer is Taco Bell every day of the week.
No,
but
for sure. Ended up, no. I disagree with Grant on literally everything in the show, and that's one that I definitely disagree with.
What, Taco Bell over Burger King?
Yes.
You're the one that literally has a Taco Bell cup sitting here on the desk
there,
in front of
okay,
you.
Okay, I literally went there because my boyfriend was like, where do you want to go? I was like, I don't care. He was like, Taco Bell. I don't like Taco Bell. The only thing I like about Taco Bell is the Baja Blast and their cinnamon.
The Cinnabon
twist,
the delights.
Yes.
Oh.
The Cinnabon delights.
Yes, those are like the only things.
Those
but,
are the bomb.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, Burger King fries, yes.
I guess I wasn't raised on Burger King. Like, it would always be like if we were getting fast food, we would either get like McDonald's or Wendy's. Like, Burger King.
Well,
disgusting.
Grant also believes that brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
The majority believes that.
No, incorrect. Worst ever.
99.9% of the population believe it, Daniela.
Disgusting.
Everyone, tweet at Daniela.
Disgusting.
I don't know what her Twitter handle is. Here we go.
Tweet me at DJ Gioconda. Let me know what your favorite Pop-Tart flavor is. And I'm going to... Is there dislike on Twitter? I don't even know.
No.
Okay, well, every...
Retweet for dislike, like for like.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. I'll post it. Go ahead, get on DJ Gioconda. That's DJ Gioconda. And
that's already too much, too.
I'm going to go ahead and post on Twitter. I'm going to say, retweet for no... Like for yes on brown like sugar being, cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Yes,
so if you like it, that means you are for brown sugar and cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
And if you like you it, I'm going to dislike it.
Twitter lets you do polls. You know that, right?
Yeah, you could just do a poll.
I'll go ahead. I'll put a poll. I forgot about that. Yeah, for sure.
Noob, come on. Use Twitter more often.
For sure.
You haven't used it since like July.
Thanks for tuning in to Trio Talk Tuesday. We'll be back next week with some more comedy news and stuff like that. Got any last words, Danielle and Brandon?
Yes.
No.
Brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts? Terrible.
Okay, we don't count those.
Go vote on DJ Gioconda on Twitter. It'll be up in a few minutes.
On Twitter.
I promise you. Please go vote so that I can prove Brandon and Grant both wrong and win this argument, please. Because it's been an ongoing argument for like 2 weeks now. So.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Because we talked about didn't we talk about it last week?
Yeah, we did. Last week. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday. And we'll come back next week with some more funny news stories. Here's Mia by Drake and Bad Bunny on Indie's Giant 90.9. My name's Grant. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Bye,
Bunny.
Bye.
I think wasn't an option.